The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We have an evening of jumps racing to look forward to in Ireland on Thursday. We're going to look ahead to the action at Clonmel. It's an all hurdles card to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. You?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good stuff.
Good man. What do you make of this evening's action in Clonmel then?
Soft ground, so... That'll certainly whittle the fields down. You know, you could rule out quite a few of these because a lot of these are probably out and out summer jumping horses. One or two horses got good recent form, some good time figures. Just a few good bets on the card. Yeah, it's nothing special, but we'll plot our way through it.
Okay, let's plot our way through it now. Then the 5:50 is the first race, and we start with the mare's maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles, and we have a pretty short price favourite this morning in the shape of Mollyanna, who's 11-10, 5-2 for Carrigmona Rock, 9-2 for Hellcat Maggie. Two Roses has attracted a little bit of money, 10s into 8s, 11s for Silver Pockets, 14s for Corporate Box, and 16-1 or bigger prices the rest. So a bit of a shorty here, Andy, to start the evening. Do you think Mollyanna's rightfully the 11-10 favourite?
I think she should be up there in the market, top of the market, but I think 11 to 10 is a bit skinny. I'm not sure she's got that much in hand over her main market rival, Carrigmona Rock. Both of them, similar profiles, many respects, point-to-point horses who've run in bumpers and, you know, they're looking to further career now in maiden hurdles. The plus of Mollyanna is that she's already had a spin over Timber, and that was down in Killarney the other day. It was a race that was won by Chew Tall, who... previously in his career had finished second to Faheen, so she was obviously up against it on that occasion. She came out of the race with a good deal of credit. It was a race, unfortunately, that we can't watch because it's the day that at the 80 lost the pictures at Killarney, so there's no back reference of watching the race, how it developed. I've only got the sort of speed figure to go on, and it seemed just an okay race. I prefer Carrigmona Rock out of the two, I must admit. I think her bumper form is much better. She won at Wexford 2 starts ago, pretty readily. And then she went to Punchestown in a very, very good mare's race. And she looked like she was going to win that. She hit the front with around about a furlong to run just as they went past the wings of the final hurdle. And in the end, she just succumbed to the late finish and the powerful run of Willie Mullins' morning run. But the pair of them were nicely clear. I just like the way she went through that race. And the form's already beginning to work out quite well. Queen Alphabet, who was 5th in that race, staying on well, eye-catchingly well. Won at Kilbeggan the other night, so I think Carrigmona Rock should be favourite here, and she's 5-2, so she's the selection. Another one to keep an eye on is a horse called Two Roses, who ran in a good speed figure race down at Tipperary the other day, doing all her best work at the end. That was her first run over hurdles. She's likely to come on for the run. Whether she's a soft ground mare is open to debate, because obviously that ground that night was on a good to firm surface, so this is totally different. But providing Carrigmona Rock jumps okay, then I think she should take a bit of beating in that first race.
Okay, on to the second race next. This is the 6:20, and this is a maiden hurdle for Colts and Geldings. It's over 2.5 miles, and Mount Gunnery heads the betting this morning. A bit of support as well, 5-2 into 2-1, 7-2 for Capricory Zach, 9-2 for Doomsday Brook, 7-1 for Barstool Bob, Quinville Castle is 10s, 14s for Clondor Dude and Dr. Pat Massini, and Leibniz and Lake Nova, and then 16-1 or bigger prices the rest. So Mount Gunnery heads the betting, Andy. He's got some fairly useful form in the book. The booking of Ruby Walsh obviously catches the eye, and the cheek pieces go on as well this afternoon. Do you see him as the one to beat?
I do, yeah. He's getting to a price now which I'd be a bit comfortable taking, 2-1 with William Hill. He's got the best form in the race for me, even though he's 9th last time out. That still reads quite well and comes out well on the figures. That race to Punchestown, won by McNicholson, was a very strongly won one. And Pivot Bridge, who was 2nd, went on to Killarney the night and boosted the form again. He's got the cheek pieces on for the first time. If that works, then that might bring about even more improvement. I think he'll stay the trip no problem. He looks as though sometimes he's just getting a bit done for toe, like he was at Cork 2 starts ago. And that race is working out well. Marsham and Hurricane Jojo both won out that race, won by Guerrero, who's a track specialist. So with Ruby Walsh on board, cheek pieces on ground in his favour, trip likely to bring about more improvement. I'll go with the money at Mount Gunnery.
Okay, Mount Gunnery then. In the 6.20, the 6.50 is the third race on the card, and this is a maiden hurdle of the extended 2 miles, and not too much form to go on here, but Reflet Hombre is the 6-4 market leader, 5-2 for the Fiddler of Dunedin, Cruising Downriver 5-1, Trio Monte is 10s, and then 14-1, or bigger prices the rest. So this Edward O'Grady horse heads the betting, Reflet Hombre, Barry Geraghty booked to ride, and a decent enough Irish and hurdling debut last time we saw him, Andy. Do you think he'll build on that and win this?
This is one of the most rancid individuals I've seen for a long time. If this wins, I'll give the game in. This has got to be the biggest put-the-fork-in horse of the night. I'll be amazed if this thing wins. I don't know what it's doing at favourite. It's just a horrible, horrible horse. It just doesn't want to win. It'll definitely, once it hit the front the other day at Clonmel, and as soon as it hit the front, it just basically down tools and said, no, thank you very much. And the time before at Limerick, it did exactly the same thing. So that definitely won't be winning. That's got to be the worst price of all time, 6-4. The Fiddler of Dunedin and Cruising Down the River, the only two you can consider here. Cruising Down the River ran an encouraging race down in Killarney the other day behind Indian Icon. With just minimal improvement, I think she'll take a hand in the finish here. And she's, you can get 8-1 for this horse this morning. I do think that's a fair each-way bet. And the other one is obviously Fiddler of Dunedin, who ran really well on her hurdling debut down in Roscommon beyond Sharjah. Her recent runs over on the flat haven't been all that great, which slightly tempers my enthusiasm. You know, that hurdle form is good enough to win this, but I don't know what kind of like form she's in at the moment. So I'm only really left with one horse. I can't back the favourite because I just think he's horrible. Second favourite's a question mark, so I'm really only left with Cruising Down the River each way, and if you can get sort of 7 or 8-1 for that, that looks the way to play the race.
OK, Cruising Down the River each way in the 6.50. The fourth race this evening is the 7.25, and this is a mare's handicap hurdle over the extended 2 miles, and quite an open heat in the betting. 100-30 favourite in the shape of Silver Chief. Rushing Dove is 7-2, 4-1 for Sensing. Who's That is 7-1, 9-1 for Jolene, and the Conquer Club, and 10-1 or bigger prices the rest. What are your thoughts in the 7.25?
Yeah, I think this is between the two in-form horses, Silver Chief and Roisin Dub. Both of them are very, very similarly matched. They've both been running well on the flat and over hurdles, and they both ran down in Clonmel on the 8th of May. The better race of the two was the one that Silver Chief contested. It was a 0-90 race behind Newellen. That contained some good in-form performers. And that was a stronger run race than the two-mile contest that Roisin Dub finished second to Seismic in. That was a 0-64. So if you're just doing a parallel between them and saying, well, which horse ran the best race on that occasion on the flat, then you'd have to say Silver Chief. Prior to that, Silver Chief had won on the flat as well down in Limerick. So she comes here in really, really good order. She's got some good form around Clonmel. She was third behind a Fat Cat 2 starts ago over hurdles. That was in the middle of December. So she's probably the number one choice and a worthy favourite. But I would be fearful of Roisin Dub, who's definitely shaping as though she's threatening to win. She was second to Hospital the other day down at Limerick, doing some good work in the latter stages, and that horse has gone on to win again at the Killarney Festival the other day. And as I said, ran well on the flat in the hood behind Gordon Elliott's Shard's Seismic. So it's a difficult, it's almost a spin of the coin, and to be fair to the William Hill Odds compilers, he's got this race absolutely spot on. He's got 130 Silver Chief, 7-2 for Roisin Dub. That's pretty much how I'd bet the race myself. You could either back both or you know, make a little small profit, even money if one of them wins, or just go with Silver Chief each way, one way or the other.
OK, on to the 8 o'clock next, race 5 on the card, and this is a handicap hurdle for 4-year-olds and over that are rated 80-95. It's over the extended 2 miles, and again, quite open in the betting. Shanross Society, the 4-1 market leader. Sizing Scorpion, 5-1, 15-2 for Spare a Thought. On My Own, 8-1. Tell Her I'm Here is 10s, and then it's 10-1 or bigger prices. The other runners as well. Plenty of them in here, Andy, 18 of them, in fact. So what are your thoughts in the 8 o'clock?
Not a particularly strong race, Mark, in all honesty. 4-1, 5-2 on the field, as the market suggests, a difficult race to conjure with. I'll just take a punt on a lightly race horse that might be open to a little bit of improvement, because that might be enough to win a race like this. And that's Spare a Thought from the Augustine Leahy stable, filly by Hurricane Run. She's had the 3 runs to get a mark of just 95, and on occasion she shaped as though she could be quite handy off a mark of that nature. She wasn't overly knocked about the other day down in Cork in a race won by Shield. I mean, that was a fairly decent maiden hurdle for the time of year. her previous two runs, she's obviously just been having a bit of a sight around the back door. You know, JP McManus spreads his net far and wide with certain trainers, and he gives them a chance to shine. And hopefully now this horse is, you know, handicapped and probably, you know, has run herself into fitness, she can run a little bit better tonight. It's just a bit of a pinstickers guess, really. You know, I've got no idea whether she's a good 95 or a handicapped horse or a bad one. You know, you can only go on what the evidence you've seen, and that's, I don't think she's really been, the foot's been put right through the floor with her so far. She's only probably been running at half speed, so hopefully she'll improve tonight. So let's take a bit of a punt with Spare a Thought in at 8 o'clock.
Okay, Spare a Thought in the 8 o'clock. The penultimate race this evening is the 8:30, and this is a handicap hurdle for 4-year-olds and overrated, 80-95 over 3 miles this time. And Abolitionist heads the betting and has attracted the money as well. 9-2 into 7-2 at the time of recording. Andy, a good win at Punchestown on Saturday, beating a pretty big field. So similar conditions to this. Is there a bit of a concern if the rain comes?
A little bit, yes, Mark. If the ground was good, I'd say this is a really good thing here tonight. I mean, the time I got this horse doing the other night, Punchestown, was fantastic for the grade. There was only one race on the card which was run quick, and that was the 2 mile handicap. There was 4 seconds difference between the 2 3 mile handicap hurdles, and Abolitionist was the one who produced the fast time. So I think the form will work out well. I mean, he has got form on soft ground. You know, don't get me wrong. It's not as if he's a total ground dependent horse. I just think he's very much better on good ground. So if it dries out tonight at Clonmel, that'll be a massive bonus. He was third on soft ground back in October here when he was third in a similar handicap to this. So he comes in a good nick. He's got a couple of good speed figures behind him. He runs the track well. Ground, like I say, is the only slight thing that would put me off from having a real good punt on him. But I think William Hill's compiler has done the right thing and taken evasive action. He's certainly one I wouldn't want to be sort of laying at any fancy prices. And he rates the nap of the night on what looks a card thin on the ground with positive selections.
Okay, Abolitionist then, the nap selection of Andy this evening. And the final race is the 9 o'clock. We finish with a 2 mile bumper. And Oscar Swan is the 5-2 market leader. 7-2 for Ballintotti Boy and Gusty Rocky. 6-1 for Rain Door. Jerusalem Bells is 8-1. 10s for Matthews Melody. And 14-1 on bigger prices the rest. What are your thoughts in the lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, I'm going to play this one with a pretty straight back, Mark, here. I'm going to go for a horse who's had a couple of runs, both on soft ground, and one of them came here at this track, and that horse in question is Oscar Swan from the David O'Brien stable, trainer that does really well with a horse called Cayman's Delight. And, you know, she showed really nicely on her two runs. Third first time out behind Mrs. Pett, proving that she handled the ground, and, you know, we're just unlucky to bump into a very good mare down in Tramore the other day called Cloudy Rock. Unfortunately, that horse got beat the other day at Limerick when it was odds on, but was found to be all wrong after that race. I think she might have been in season or something like that. That's why she didn't run so well. So we can forgive that particular form line. But, you know, you take away the winner that day and she beat the rest fair and square. So she's just basically solid. She's 5-2, worthy favourite. And if she runs anywhere near the level she's already been achieving, then hopefully that should be good enough.
Okay, Oscar Swan in the last race. Then let's just have a quick summary of your selections, Andy, if you wouldn't mind, before you go.
Yeah, tricky old card tonight. I'm not massively confident of having a great deal of success, but hopefully I might get surprised. First race, I'll go with second favourite, Carrig Mourner Rot. I think she's got the best bumper form. She can jump hurdles. Hopefully she might be good enough there. Count Gunneray sets a good standard in the 6:20, and he's a worthy market leader and gets a vote with the cheek pieces on first time. That favourite in the 6:50 must be avoided at all costs, that Reflet Amber. I'm not absolutely convinced what will win the race, but I'm pretty sure that won't. Just a process of elimination, I'll go with Cruising Down the River each way. In the 7:20, looks the race that's set up between Silver Chief and Roisin Dub. Both of them come here in really good order. My slight preference is for Silver Chief. The 8 o'clock looks a very, very difficult race. I haven't got a strong view here. Just thought I'd take a chance with the lightly raced Spare a Thought. The nap of the night is Abolitionist under a £4 penalty following his really impressive speed figure win down in Punchestown the other night. And in the final race, the no frills, no nonsense bet is Oscar Swan.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections this evening and enjoy the action in Clonmel.
Will do. Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.